I, Claudius, by Robert Graves. Read by Derek Jacobi. I, Tiberius, Claudius, Drusus, Nero, Germanicus, this, that, and the other, for I shall not trouble you yet with all my titles, who was once, and not so long ago either, known to my friends and relatives and associates as Claudius the Idiot, or That Claudius, or Claudius the Stammerer, or, at best, Poor Uncle, am now about to write this strange history of my life, starting from my earliest childhood, and continuing until I reach the fateful point of change, where, some 8 years ago, at the age of 51, I suddenly found myself caught in what I may call the golden predicament, from which I have never since become disentangled. This is not by any means my first book. In fact, literature, and especially the writing of history, which as a young man I studied here at Rome under the best contemporary masters, was, until the change came, my sole profession and interest for more than 35 years. I may add that this is not the first history of my own life that I have written. I once wrote another, as a contribution to the city archives. It was a dull affair by which I set little store, and only written in response to public request. I was in no position to criticise the Emperor Augustus, who was my maternal granduncle, or his third and last wife, Livia Augusta, who was my grandmother, because they had both been officially deified, and I was connected in a priestly capacity with their cults. And though I could have pretty sharply criticized Augustus's too unworthy imperial...